now you're prolonging the agony. Let's do it.
I call the October 17th, 2018 Planning Commission meeting to order at 6:30 PM. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have a change to the agenda? We're going to make a presentation to Sandy Bunn. Sandy?
I'm not in my car with my leg hanging out the window.
This is in recognition for your 20-plus years of service to Junction City Planning Commission.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for your service.
Oh, yes.
And we got some goodies afterward to snack on there.
Oh, good.
Pat brought them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I tell you, I'd do it again. And we are so lucky to have this man. Because we've had some real bad ones. And he knows what he's doing.
Thank you.
And you do it.
Thanks.
Review the agenda. First, there'll be any changes to the agenda. And other comments for items already on the agenda. Approval of September 26, 2018 Planning Commission minutes. Action items, public hearing on A1802 and RZ18-02, Callis annexation and rezone. B, public hearing on AMD18-01, mini storage facilities, and the M1 code text amendment. C, Planning Commission term expiration recommendations. 6, planning activity report. 7, planning commission agenda forecaster. 8, commissioner comments and adjournment. Any changes to the agenda other than what we've done already? Any public comments for items not on the agenda? Approval of September 6, 2018 Planning Commission meeting.
I make a motion to approve.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Gita. Oh, who was the second one? Was that Pat?
Thank you.
Yes.
Public hearing on A1802 and RZ1802 Callis annexation and rezone. This hearing is held to consider proposed annexation and rezone of property located southwest of the intersection at Millard Road and Highway 99S, file number A18-02 and RZ1802. Testimony, arguments, and evidence presented must be directed toward the approval criteria or other criteria that the speaker believes to apply to the decision. The failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Planning Commission and parties an opportunity to respond will preclude appeal on that issue. Public hearing is open. Declarations of conflict of interest or absentations. Does any commissioner have any ex parte contact, including conversations about this application or site visits, actual or potential conflict of interest, or bias to declare? We'll proceed. Staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before you tonight is a request for annexation and rezone. We're going to process those concurrently tonight by Mr. Joseph Callis. This proposal is to annex or rezone 1.84 acres of privately owned land, like it was stated, south and south and west of Mill Iron Road and Highway 99 South. This property is indeed within the urban growth boundary and it is designated as commercial on the city's comprehensive plan map. The site consists of one legal tax lot. It's located on the south side of the livestock auction yard and west of the state hospital facility. It is contiguous to the Junction City municipal boundary, directly adjacent to the east, that being Highway 99 South. So therefore, we were able to process this particular application. As said, this is a rezone and an annexation happening concurrently. That's generally how we do things here. And the corresponding zoning for the commercial designation would be general commercial. That is also part of this present request. The related city policies to this request would be JCMC Chapter 17-145, as well as 17.165. There are comprehensive plan policies and statewide planning policies and goals that accompany this request, and that would be Chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 9 of the Junction City Comprehensive Plan, and Goals 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 of the Oregon Statewide Planning Goals. As we look at this application here, it seems a little strange. You know, there's an island annexation in the middle of what it looks like something like 7 or 8 properties there. And so you might be wondering, well, how can we annex this? It's not really adjacent to city limits. And prior to my tenure here, the city had the foresight to include all of 99 South all the way down to Meadowview Road as part of the city limits, so that any property on the west side of 99 or east side of 99 could annex upon there any time they wish. One curious thing about this particular request is the location of city services, the sewer and water services. They're directly north of the site at Mill Iron Road, so they're not within that 150 feet requirement to hook up upon annexation. The Public Works Director didn't see any issue with providing an adequate supply to this property. However, they're going to have to demonstrate upon development that they can get it there sufficiently in order to develop. So it can remain as is for the time being and still be eligible for this annexation. We've provided notice out on this particular annexation as required by Section 17.150.080 of the Municipal Code, and we didn't really receive any comments back from any of the agencies in terms of, you know, a negative determination. Nobody had any real concerns. ODOT didn't have any concerns with the existing legal access, but they would like to review anything coming forward as part of a future development request. So as you can see here in my staff report, as well as the proposed findings, nothing really jumped out as a problem with this particular property other than those city services. But as I stated, Public Works didn't seem to have any concern with this moving forward. So planning staff's recommendation would be to recommend approval to the City Council. And I've included some potential motions here for you to consider as part of this request.
Testimony. We wish to hear from anyone who is interested in this petition. Please remember to state your name and address for the record. Questions from the floor and the commission will be directed through me as Planning Commission Chairperson. Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony in favor of this proposal? Does any commissioner have any questions of that speaker? We don't have anybody talking. Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony against the proposal? Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer neutral testimony on the proposal? If none, public hearing is closed. Deliberations on the Planning Commission.
Mr. Chair, before we move on, I would like to note that staff did receive an inquiry from an adjacent property owner regarding how those water and sewer connections would be made in the future, but it seems that those communications have been cleared up. Individuals in here in the audience tonight happy to answer any more of those questions, but specifically there was concern that it would be required to run a city sewer and water line through private property, and generally that's not how we do things in Junction City. Generally we like to follow the right of way if at all possible. So like I said, the applicant's gonna have to demonstrate how they can adequately do that in the public right of way. So hopefully there's no real issue for private property owners in the future on this one. So just want to make that clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Jim? Jordan, what is the, we're annexing this piece south of the pieces that are not. Are we anticipating the other pieces would want to come into the city because the city services have been run to that property?
Well, again, city services haven't quite made it to that property. If the individual were to request some development there and it triggered those improvements, they would be required to install those improvements. Now, that may provide a benefit to the additional properties to the north as they come down from Mill Iron Road. At that time, the developer could request a zone of benefit from the City Council, which would mean a reimbursement from each individual property owner as they connect throughout time. So,
So it would be beneficial for the other property owners to annex?
Potentially, yes, depending on their use, you know, depending on their future plans, potentially, yes. I will say that we have, the planning department has received an inquiry for a couple of those other parcels north of this one, in, you know, in anticipation that this one would move forward. So I would say that there's still some interest along the west side there for, you know, continuing annexations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, any other questions?
I have. You talk about the city services, what about garbage? Are they gonna expect the garbage truck to go down there too?
Ultimately, yeah. I mean, if they're within the city limits, the city does provide garbage service for all city properties, so.
Where would they turn around? Would they have to go down to that next road or something, the garbage truck?
I'm not clear on that, but again, Public Works didn't seem to have any concerns regarding the garbage, water, sewer, or anything Public Works related.
I like this picture. I wish we had it for the next property we gotta look at, because it makes it a lot easier to find if you're out there looking for it, for one thing.
And I'll detail why that isn't included in the next public hearing.
Is there, what is that property being used? Because there's several buildings, it's not just one.
Yeah, in fact, I misstated in my staff report that it's one residential structure, and as I drove by and observed the property a little closer, it's just a shop, it looks like.
Yeah.
And so.
The house was recently torn down.
Right. And so, it's my understanding they're just using it for storage, and they're looking to sell it at some point, but want to make sure that they have adequate, you know, city services, being police or fire or garbage. And, you know, presents an opportunity for a potential buyer to extend those services as needed.
Any other questions? The public hearing for A1802 and RZ1802, the Callis annexation and rezone application is now closed. Deliberations of the planning commission. Any discussion?
Nope, that's the last property south on the urban growth thing that we worked on so hard for so many years. That was the last eligible one. It was my understanding.
There's one more to the south of it.
Is the Skinner property the last one?
If that's who the ownership is on that one, that, yeah. There's one more property to the south.
I thought it was 300 feet on the limit and not 150 on the utilities.
Either way, they're still outside of that 300. But I believe that the way the code reads for annexation, in terms of connections,
right.
They're required.
They can still annex in.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I make a motion to recommend approval. I make a motion to recommend approval to the City Council of their proposed annexation and concurrent rezone file number A-18-02 and RZ-18-02 based on the findings as stated in the final order.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Public hearing on AMD 1801, mini storage facility in M1 zone, code text amendment. This hearing is held to consider proposed annexation or rezone of property on the southwest of the intersection of Mill Iron Road and Highway 99S, file number A18-02 and RZ1802. Testimony, arguments, and evidence presented must be directed toward the and toward the approval criteria and other criteria that the speaker believes to apply to the decision. The failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the planning commission and parties an opportunity to respond will preclude an appeal on that issue.
Mr. Chair.
Open the public hearing.
I'd like to clarify one item here. It looks like the script sheet that was handed to you, a little bit incorrect. This particular hearing is held to consider a zoning text amendment to JCMC chapter 17.45 for light industrial and not an annexation and rezone. I believe that was for the previous public hearing. Yeah. Just want to clarify that as we move forward.
Any Declaration of conflict or interest or absentations. Does any commissioner have an ex parte contact, including conversations about this application or site visits, actual or potential conflict of interest, or bias to declare? If none, the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So tonight before you is sort of a follow-up to the recommendation for annexation and rezone for the said property that was stated here in the opening statement. Craig and Terry Smith have proposed a code text amendment to the Junction City Municipal Code, Title 17, Chapter 17.1.45 for light industrial. What they're requesting is to amend the uses category to allow for mini storage facilities. Currently, they're not allowed or defined in the JCMC except for within the general commercial zoning district, provided they're not located within 260 feet of the state highway center line. I checked in with Public Works on this, confirmed with other city staff. We certainly wouldn't recommend that particular type of language for the industrial uses, as they're not part of the city core, the commercial core, so the proximity standard wouldn't be a recommendation to council. Moving forward, the related policies associated with this request would be Chapter 17.145 for amendments. And again, this is a citywide zoning amendment. So getting back to Commissioner Fisak's question here regarding the property, the map, this isn't site specific. This isn't specific to a particular property. It would affect all properties within the light industrial M1 zone. The confusion being that it was submitted as part of their annexation and rezone request. However, we were unable to process all those things concurrently. And I didn't want to muddy the waters because one is very much property specific and the other one is more broad, citywide. So as you'll see with their application, they reference the annexation or rezone, but the proposal specifically was to amend Chapter 17.45010 for light industrial permitted uses. So that said, you'll see the findings are pretty short here because this is an amendment. This is something that the city can choose at will. There's no real criteria here other than it has to be initiated by a property owner, the planning commission, or the city council. So this body can make a recommendation to change that language, make a recommendation to deny that language, or approve it outright. But ultimately, it's at your discretion. Staff's recommendation would be to allow this particular type of use in the light industrial zone, and it seems like a pretty custom, pretty standard fit for that type of zone. But that's about it. Happy to answer any questions on it.
Customary, we wish to hear from anyone who is interested in this petition. Please remember to state your name and address for the record. Questions from the floor and the commission will be directed through me as Planning Commission Chairperson. Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony in favor of this proposal?
Hello, all. I'm Maureen Jackson. I work at Metro Planning, and I represent the Smiths, and I live at 650 West 12th Street in Eugene. And I just want to say that I support the staff's recommendation and that the Smiths also worked with Jordan and the city staff from the beginning of their development process. It was, from what I understand, it was always their intention on the site to build mini storage, and this was the path going forward that was prescribed to them, and that's what we did. So, and it was also my understanding that in our rezoning to light industrial, it was actually surprising to us to see that Junction City did not have storage or mini storage defined in a light industrial area. So that's, and of course you can't change it to general commercial in anywhere outside of the central city. So that was how it was described to us. So if you have any questions, I'm assuming they would, since it's a citywide decision, of course you would want to speak to Jordan. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony against the proposal? Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer neutral testimony on the proposal? I now close the public hearing for AMD 1801 Mini Storage Facility. M1 Zone Kotex Amendment is now closed. Deliberations by the...
So I have a question. Under the limitations on use section, I'm thinking that the owner of the storage unit would be responsible for making sure that whoever's utilizing that unit will follow those.
Yeah, that's a personal, okay. That's a business decision.
General business, decision. Just like any other business, yeah. That's listed here. I'm just looking at material should be stored on the ground, shall be maintained in a manner that would not attract insects, rodents. That would be up to the storage unit manager or so, owner to yeah. make sure that their tenants are... Yeah.
And as you see here, all this language for... the M1 zone, that's all existing. All they're looking to add is the language in red. So yeah, the city's well protected in terms of making sure that the property's appearance is kept up.
Okay. I have a question. How do you go about enforcing or knowing whether the storage units are being used correctly?
Generally, the city is enforces on a complaint driven basis. So if there are issues that are occurring on site, unless we have permission from the property owner, there's not much we can do unless we can see it from the right of way. But in terms of how the storage units are being utilized, ultimately that's up to the manager, and they'd be responsible as the property owner.
What happens if someone who is renting property report someone else, is it then the manager responsible for that, or is it the manager and the owner, or just the owner?
I'm not sure from a land use standpoint, but it seems that there's some potential legal ramifications that they may be able to pursue. But in terms of planning and how it relates to my process or planning and building enforcement process, I'm not sure how we go about that. If it were say if someone was essentially living there, like a residence, we could, certainly send out a letter saying they had to abate the nuisance because it'd be, an enumerated nuisance and that they're improperly occupying the space. But in terms of tenant-landlord issue, ultimately they would need to take that up through some other means.
Any other questions? Any deliberations? Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to recommend approval to the City Council of the proposed code text amendment, file number AMD-18-01, based the finding as stated in the final order.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Planning activity report.
I believe we're missing one, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay.
We have one more item tonight. And that would be the Planning Commission vacancies and term expirations. So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead with the staff report. So every October, it seems, we have some expirations or we have some officer elections. This time around, we've got three vacancies to consider. If that's okay with you guys, I believe we talked about this last month, we'll hold those officer elections in November. Once these individuals have potentially been appointed by the mayor, so we'll have a full commission at that point. So, like I said, there's three positions available before you tonight for recommendation. Commissioners Hukill, Scalf, and Dunn. These positions are expiring as of this month, and Sandy, as we've seen tonight, has resigned her position. Therefore, it's offered an opportunity for our Planning Commission alternate, Alicia Beamer, to apply for that particular position, as it resides outside the city limits urban growth boundary, but is still within the 97448 zip code. The two other applications that were received were from James Hukill and Shayler Scalf. We did receive an application from Ms. Sandra Dunn, but that was withdrawn as well. So, as you'll see, there's a current chart here of the existing positions, what their terms of office are through, and so these would be a four-year position. The recommendation would be for refilling up to 2022. So you can make these appointments or recommendations for appointments as you wish.
Any discussion?
Jeff, history, has he been here at all?
I'm present.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't met him.
Do we have a motion?
Could I ask a question? Since my name is on this, it would be appropriate for me not to vote.
Right.
So I can vote for all the others except for myself.
So we want to take them one at a time?
You're certainly welcome to do that.
Why don't we do it that way? Starting with Saylor, do we have a motion to recommend him for the Planning Commission?
I recommend him.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next one is...
I'll leave it to you.
Yeah. Vice Chair better take over.
The next one would be to Mr. Chairman Huckel. I would make a motion to recommend to the City Council that he stays right there in the chair where he belongs.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then I would make a motion for Alicia Binger to be moved to the permanent spot vacated by Sandra Dunn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That item will likely be listed on the first meeting calendar for the City Council next month. That said, I do want to say that, you know, the Planning Commission Secretary informed me that our next meeting would be the day before Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, we've noticed out for an agenda item, so we do have to hold that meeting that night. I understand that some of you need to be absent, but we do indeed have an agenda item for that evening, so it can't be rescheduled, just so you're aware.
So, the date of the meeting is?
November 21st. The standing meeting date is the third Wednesday of what we'll be looking at, and I'll go through that here in the planning activity part, but I might as well jump ahead to it. We'll be looking at the Velasco temporary use permit, and he's quite anxious to hear what the Planning Commission has to say about that particular process. He submitted a temporary use permit to allow for mobile food units, also known as food carts, at 459 Holly Street. And why that's been submitted as a temporary use permit is because we currently don't allow mobile food units or food carts in Junction City under any particular process. The Community Development Committee does have an interest in pursuing this issue. However, in order to expedite this and allow him to get up and running, sort of as a trial, that temporary use permit request has been made while the city spent some time actually fleshing out some code that would make sense for the city. So that said, the temporary use permit process allows the Planning Commission an opportunity to look at it objectively and determine if there are additional needs or constraints that should be put on the property to ensure that neighboring properties aren't affected and that those are that are using that particular use are protected as well from health and safety issues. So that's that.
Planning Commission agenda forecaster.
Well, let me go through this planning report. So other than the temporary use permit, the developer with the grocery outlet site, I'm sure you've all been sort of paying attention to how that's going up there. They're looking to have the store open by the 26th of this month, which frankly looks like a pretty lofty assumption if you go look at it right now. You know, they don't have any glazing on the front, they don't have some of the plywood up, they have yet to pave the parking lot, but they assure me that they can get those things done. So we'll see if they meet their personal deadlines. But they have requested some leniency, I guess, from the city in terms of that issuance of a certificate of occupancy. ODOT's not going to allow them to do their paving and widening as required this year because they've missed their window of opportunity with the construction season. So that shouldn't impede them. They do have an access permit approval from ODOT to gain access to the site. Essentially, what we're going to be looking for is essentially a performance bond to ensure that those improvements are completed. Otherwise, they'll be on the hook financially. So doesn't seem like public works staff or planning staff have any, you know, real heartburn with this one. We'd like to see them get open and running, but we also want to make sure that the ADA facilities, the sidewalks, all the street trees and the widening that's required by ODOT and the city are completed in a timely manner. So we'll be working to get that squared away with them. Additionally, moving forward to the council, we have an election, I guess. Yeah. You guys know anything about elections? So it looks like we're going to have an election on November 6th. There's currently four positions up for election with a total of 12 candidates running, including, I believe, one individual sitting on part of this commission. So I've told you about the future action items here and again about the November officer elections for electing the chair and the vice chair. And then, as usual, I constantly encourage everyone to come down and have a look at what the building department's doing these days because it seems to just be cranking away as usual. So that's what I have for the planning activity report. As you'll see on the forecaster, I've updated that to show, again, what we'll be looking at the next month's meeting and for that temporary use permit. I'm still trying to get some clarity on the EEC holding subdivision application as well as the phase two reserve. Both those applications have been put on hold. I'm trying to reach out to the applicant's representative on that one just to get a sense of where they're at in that timeline and if they're going to be bringing that before the Planning Commission before the end of the year. So I'll be sure to report back in November on that one. And that's what I have for you there.
Any commissioner comments?
Again, thank you, Sandy, for your service.
Mm-hmm. More than welcome. It's fun. It's been well worth it. And you're a great group. Yeah. I miss you, but you know, I'll just come in and go.
Any more comments?
No, there's cookies in the back for everybody.
Thank you. Any comments? In talking with Sandy, she made the comment that in all her years on the Planning Commission, Jordan's gotten more done than any commissioner, any planner that she's worked with. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Sandy, for mentioning that.
You're welcome. It's true.
Thank you, Terry.
Yes.
Little church mouse.
I will say thank you for the praise from Sandy and the mention, but a lot of that really has to do with a really robust city staff. They've made it very welcoming. They've made it very easy to gather information. Having Terry as sort of an aide for a number of years was really quite helpful. And now having an ex Planning Commission chair serve as our building official makes that process run even smoother. So, you know, I certainly wouldn't be able to present the information that I do to you every month without the help of all the staff here. So I want to give them some accolades just the same.
I hope we get to watch you grow up.
You mean my gray hairs fill in? Yeah.
I hear a motion for adjournment.
Could I ask something real quick about Jordan? Sometime it would be great to have a map for us to look at that includes all of the boundaries of Junction City, including down Highway 99 going south.
Yep, certainly. I'd be happy to print those off and bring them in here. We used to have them sitting right there, but it's like committee process.
On the wall.
That's right. Yeah.
One on the wall would be great. We don't have to have them individually.
I can print those off tomorrow. We have a large plotter in the planning office. I can just get it done and bring them in.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now.
A motion for adjournment?
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.